Yes, I'm David, and I'm going to talk about SMB file serving in the cloud. So what I plan on doing is just walking through some of the common objects and interfaces that cloud storage offers today, and then look at existing applications and how those applications can use cloud storage, and then move on to some of the cloud file server implementations. So looking at first off, the Microsoft Azure file service. Secondly, the Amazon Elastic file system, so just touch on that. And then finally, OpenStack Manila. So first off, cloud storage. Currently, it's generally broken up into two different storage entities or types. You have objects within the cloud. So they're basically just blobs of data with quite a strict hierarchy or flat hierarchy. And then you also have virtual block devices. So again, they're basically blobs of data within the cloud, and they're generally attached to a virtual machine, which then does block I/O, which filters through to the blob. So on the interface side, there's generally an internet-based REST protocol or gateway, which is, with Amazon and Azure, quite limited in that you can't do things like range-specific writes. So nothing similar to a file system there. On the block device side, so as mentioned, that's where you have a blob connected to a VM running within the cloud. Generally, in that case, you have a file system atop that block device, and you can use a standard file system for access there. So these limited interfaces sort of presents a few challenges for porting traditional applications to use cloud storage. So generally, applications don't have cloud awareness, so they're not made to use object storage. They're made to run atop a normal POSIX or Windows file system. They're generally producing or consuming data on that local file system, whether that's an SMB or NFS mount or on the local disk. And that data is then consumed by subsequent applications or users themselves. So porting these applications to use cloud storage, the object interface I mentioned earlier, basically that's just doesn't resemble anything near a file system. Really that interface isn't an option for porting existing applications. You're also limited in that if you do choose a specific REST protocol, then you may be locked into a specific cloud vendor too. Secondly, the block interface. So this is where you have a virtual machine with a file system atop the blob. In that case, there are also some challenges. So basically, you may end up with data silos where your data is not so easy to access, and you're also constrained by storage utilization, so whether you can actually discard unused blocks within the file system. Some performance challenges there too. So these challenges sort of introduce a new concept, which is just sort of coming out now, which is the cloud file server. So basically you have a SMB or NFS server running within the cloud. And that offers then improved accessibility, so you don't have this silo effect with blob storage, or which is traditionally there with virtual disks attached to VMs. You can use just traditional storage or standard storage protocols, and you can basically lift and shift applications from local data centers up into the cloud. Generally, the cloud file services offer integrated management too. So basically, as you're provisioning your virtual machines, you can also go along and provision shares or NFS exports. So first off, looking at the Microsoft Azure file service. So the Microsoft Azure file service, basically we have an SMB 2.1 file server service within the cloud. And that's then accessible from virtual machines running within the same region. There's also a REST gateway for that file service. So basically the files and directories are also exposed through that same, through the internet and the SMB gateways concurrently. So on the management side, you have basically the REST API for provisioning shares. So Microsoft offer a PowerShell utility. I also added to the Elasto project the ability to basically provision these shares too. And then on to the file server. So as mentioned, it's quite limited in that it's SMB 2.1 only at the moment, which restricts obviously which clients can access it. With Linux, you're limited to the 3.5 kernel or above with SMB 2 enabled. On the REST side, you have, the internet gateway. And this is quite interesting in that you have concurrent access to those files within the service through both the internet and the SMB gateways. So there are some interesting, corner cases like cross protocol locking and leasing. So I think Tom mentioned yesterday that it's a new implementation of SMB, so it's not running atop NTFS as far as I know, basically just on the base Azure storage platform. So it doesn't offer many of the things which are generally available on Windows file servers or Samba for that matter. So no support for security descriptors, sparse file compression attributes unsupported. You can't do things like enumerate shares, so no name pipe support. And there's also, it's basically single user, so you use your account and storage credentials for NTLM v2 authentication. Security side, I personally don't trust any public or internet accessible storage where I don't control the encryption keys for it. It's up to you whether you want to use it. Performance side, so these numbers are quoted from Microsoft. Nothing sort of to write home about, 1,000 IOPS per share, 60 megabytes per share throughput. There's support for leasing, and I'll show a demo soon of just how that's managed between the two REST and SMB access mechanisms. For pricing, it's priced above the standard block or blob storage rate, so 8 cents per gigabyte. The blob storage is mostly commoditized nowadays with all three, Google, Amazon, and Microsoft competing pretty hardly on price. So on to the demonstration. I'll just play back a recording I did last night. So in this demonstration, what we'll do is I use the internet gateway to provision the share. So I'm using the Elasto Cloud client, which is sort of a Hack Week project I worked on, and provision the share and then use the Linux SIFS client, so a VM running within the cloud, to mount that provisioned share, and also use the Windows client too. And then finally we'll look at basically breaking a lease from that the Windows client has taken from the REST gateway as well. Oops. Okay, so this is the web front end for Microsoft Azure Cloud Management. This is actually the preview portal. But, so we can see I have a SMBFS storage account within Azure. So what I'm doing here is just obtaining the access keys for that storage account, which I need for NTLM authentication. And we can see at this time that there are currently no file shares configured within this storage account. So what I'll do now is go to the Elasto Cloud client. So this basically speaks the REST protocol for share provisioning and file access. Just basic FTP-like commands there. So I can use this create command to actually provision the share. And what we'll do now is switch to the... I'll just upload a file from my laptop, basically. So this is just a matter of doing a HTTP put request to that specific path. And now what I'll do is switch to a VM, which I have running within the cloud, so we can see the share is provisioned there. The web UI doesn't actually offer file or directory access at the moment. So here we can see I have the two VMs, which I mentioned earlier, running. So I have a Linux SysKO VM running, and also this Windows Server 2012 VM. So first off, switching to the Linux VM. So what I can do now is mount that provisioned share using using the SMB 2.1 dialect, which is the only supported dialect, and then also use the storage account credentials for NTLM authentication. So we can see now that share has been mounted. So we have a 5 terabyte share. Basically, within this share, you're charged for what you actually use. So it's thinly provisioned, obviously. So we can see the test file is then visible. So the test file we uploaded via the HTTP REST interface is also visible within the SMB share itself. And we can also manipulate the file there as well. And now finally, we'll move to the Windows VM, which is also running within the cloud. So again, just the standard net use command to mount that drive there. And finally here, what I plan to show was just the leasing or cross-protocol leasing. So in this case, what I'm doing is uploading a file. And directly after I've uploaded that file, I'll try and retrieve it using the REST, so the internet gateway from Elasto client. So I'm just preparing the command here because basically I need to ensure that the REST request comes in before the SMB, so the Windows client, actually closes the file handle on the client side. So there we do the write, and then I do the get from the The REST interface. And if we look now at the trace just in Wireshark on the client there, so there we can see I've filtered out just the open and break request response traffic. We can see on the open that the SME client has retrieved or has been granted a exclusive lease. And then subsequently after the IO there, we get a break response from the server saying that, yes, you need to drop your or downgrade your lease on that handle. So it's quite cool to see how this has sort of been implemented cross-protocol there. That's it for the demo. So any questions at this stage, or should I move on? I guess I'll move on. Secondly, the Elastic File System from Amazon. So I haven't played with this personally myself. I just had a quick look at what they had for documentation there. So this is also quite new. I think it was released, or at least announced, a month or two ago. But in this case, Amazon offer a NFS file server within the cloud. So that file server service is NFS v4 only, and it's quite expensive compared to the Microsoft implementation or service, but that would most likely be due to the performance characteristics of it being on solid-state drives. I won't go into detail there. I haven't played with it myself, so I'll move on to the last of the cloud file service implementations. So I just wanted to look at the OpenStack Manila project. So OpenStack Manila is basically a management service within the OpenStack cloud, and that deals with provisioning and connecting file shares to VMs deployed within the cloud. So it's a relatively new project for OpenStack. I think it's made its way just through incubation and is now a proper project within OpenStack. So as mentioned, it doesn't actually sit in the data plane. It's sort of just in the management control plane, and then is obviously integrated with quite a few of the proprietary array vendor arrays. It has a REST API for, or like all OpenStack services, for provisioning shares. You can also request snapshots of shares. And there's also IP-based access control there too. So the interesting thing for Samba is that with the Manila service, they provide a generic file server driver. And what that does is basically, as the share creation requests come in, the OpenStack Manila service boots up a file server VM. And that file server is then running Samba and the Linux kernel NFS server. And depending on the share type requested, it will then basically provision the block device to back that file share and then configure Samba or the NFS exports file for basically sharing that volume. So the volumes are backed by Cinder, which is basically the OpenStack block volume service. So that can then reside on, say, Ceph distributed storage at the back end. It also manages basically connecting, so the network between the client VMs and the file server itself. Hey. Yes? Oh, Jeremy.
Sorry, so out of the box. So out of the box, what file system does it use underneath to serve out from the file server VM that it spins up?
I played with an old version, and I think it was using XT4 in that case.
So basically
the block volume itself is dependent on what you have on your Cinder configuration, but basically you can have Cinder using, say, Ceph at the back end to provision the block device. That's then attached to the virtual machine, and then you have XT4 atop that.
So it's Ceph acting as a block device store for an EXT4 file system laid on top.
Yes.
Okay.
Exactly.
Got it.
Yeah.
Right. Thanks.
But it's quite flexible. So you're just deploying a VM. You can use whatever file system you want atop that. So. Okay. So now just a look at where these services are heading. So. What I'd like to see with OpenStack Manila would be basically a highly available implementation of this generic file server, whether that's using CCDB or CephFS or something like that. I think that'd be quite cool. Potentially we'll see Samba used or offered by other public cloud providers. So, Amazon are already using Samba for their Active Directory authentication service, so potentially they would consider it for SME sharing within their Elastic file system. Samba is a cloud storage gateway, so I think Jeremy's talk best covered that. So basically, there's certainly an ability to have Samba mapping SMB IO to basically REST requests. On the public cloud side, having the client basically automatically mount the provisioned file share, that was something which the OpenStack guys with Manila had been looking at, whether that's having a service running within the client VM itself that then accepts requests as the shares are provisioned and mounts them. I think that'd be a nice thing to have for administrators. And then there's integration with the authentication and identity services. So I think with Azure, that's quite limited at the moment, being single user and NTLM only. So finally, these services are both quite new. They're both in preview, I think, on the public clouds. They can help in migrating traditional applications up into the cloud, and they can also help with manageability, where you don't need to manage or service hardware. You just do everything through a web UI for share provisioning and storage provisioning. So quite cool. Okay. Looks like I've got plenty of time still, so any questions? Jeremy.
So Elasto looks like the bottom back-end bit I need. Is it?
It could be. Look.
how much work would it take to make it the back-end bit, and how?
So actually, last year I presented using Elasto as a back-end for block storage. So I think potentially that would be, at least, for now, an easy way to integrate Samba with cloud storage would be just to have, say, bcache as a block cache above the cloud-backed block device with.
Do all of the vendors have block devices? I didn't think they did.
No. So you'd need to play some tricks in terms of mapping that to S3 requests.
Yeah, and the other problem with that is that people who are coming in, the idea of it, or at least my idea of it, was that people who are coming in via normal, or rather other cloud service requests, coming in through browsers, exactly. You want them to see the same files that they would.
Sure.
So you don't really want them to just see, here's a
Yeah, but then you have the issue with
block device or whatever.
But then, so for encryption in this case, the beauty of block storage based.
Yes, you have
de-encrypt above that, and yes. Then everything below that is.
Oh, I agree.
Thrown
if
up
you,
encrypted,
if, you,
so.
If you wanted to have a store that was only accessible via SMB going mm-hmm. in through that, that would be a way to do it. But if you want to have a store that's actually shareable.
Yes.
The people who are already trusting the cloud and the cloud vendors,
mm-hmm.
then Elasto needs some modifications, right?
Yeah, so at the moment it's quite a primitive interface in that you have basically POSIX-like read-write, read-dir, deletion or unlink type stuff. The thing is, depending on the cloud backend, it will reject some operations. So say if you have an S3 backed or you're connected to an S3 cloud, then it will reject writes for a non-zero offset write.
But I mean, that's the idea that the daemon that I envisage would sit in between that and solve the problem,
which is quite cool.
By vectoring into... Yeah. So it looks like Elasto is the back end, because you've already got it, is the back end that I should be starting to build on.
Potentially. I mean...
Plus, you're on the team. I can you.
Well, you could also use the cloud SDKs and whatever, but...
awful.
Yeah. It's quite lightweight in that it's just implementing the raw protocol itself. So I think,
That sounds nice.
Any other questions?
No more questions or comments? Okay, I think you are ready for lunch. We will now have one hour lunch, and thank you to our speaker.